Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishma Sarim Back of Shom Leav Asitzchok. We're holding in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalit. The Gemara throughout Amud Aleph brings in a few memories of the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the tzaddikim, punishes Am Yisrael slowly in this world, not to punish them in one shot, in order for them to be able to handle it. The Gemara brings the pasuk that the minim asks the question. It says in the pasuk, "Haketchem yadati mikol mishpachos adomo, al ken efkoid aleichem es kol avonei seichem." Because I know you, I love you. That's why I'm going to punish you. What does that mean? And the Gemara goes on to explain. You have a lender who has two borrowers. One he loves, one he hates. The one he hates, he comes to him in one shot and just takes everything he has. The one he loves, he goes slowly and extracts some of the money a little bit at a time, so the borrower can handle it. And the Gemara before that says that Am Yisrael did not appreciate it. We don't understand. Sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a punishment, and that's for our own good. It's something small that we can handle, and that's the right way for a Musar to happen for Tzaddikim. Rabbi Yoino in his Shai Tshuva Shai Dalet, he brings our Gemara, and there he speaks in length the idea that the Rishayim get a punishment in one shot. They have one big Puranus, but the Tzaddikim get it in small bits, as our Gemara says. And continues to bring it says like this. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kisheva yipol tzaddik vikom, v'rishoyim yikoshtu baro. So the tzaddik will fall seven times to get up, and the rishoyim will be nichshol in the ro. What does it mean? The rishoyim will be nichshol in one ro, in one shot, they'll be gone. But the tzaddik will be slowly, so it could be seven times and still vikom. And he brings another mashal from the Medrash that a father who hits his son and knows how to hit him, so he does it in a way it doesn't harm him, that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the tzaddikim. So Rabbi Yoino, based on our Gemara, explains the pasuk, Kisheva yipol tzaddik vikam, that it refers to the nefilo that a tzaddik gets as a punishment. He will fall seven times from the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting to bring here the famous letter of the Pachat Yitzchok, Rav Hutner, Igros Eksovim, Igeres Kuv Kovches. There, there's a Talmud that sent him a letter, and he cries to Rav Hutner, saying that he's falling, meaning he has the shyness, he has challenges, and it's difficult for him, and he falls many times. And it seems that he's comparing himself to the Gedolim. Look at the Gedolim, how they did everything correctly with no nefilas. So Rav Hutner goes and tells them, you should know, the people try to, they look at the Gedolim, look at the Chofetz Chaim, and they see his Gedulo. They don't know how many challenges, how many nefilis he had to get to where he is. And he brings the expression in English, even though the letter is written in Hebrew, he has the expression in English, lose the battle but win the war. Meaning because a person falls, that's the way for him to build himself up. He falls, he gets back up. He falls, he gets back up. Through the nefila, he gets up higher and stronger. And he adds and he says, the pasuk says, Sheva yipol tzaddik vikam. He says, the tipshim, the fools say, the tzaddikim, even though they fall, they still will get up. But he says, the real pshat is, that tzaddikim, because they fall seven times, they will get back up. Every fall brings him higher. Every time he has a challenge, he's not able to, and he fights it. He's not able to win that battle. That brings him to a higher place. Then at the end of the day, he's going to win the war. Because all the Gedolim, in order to become Gedolim, had to go through the challenges and falling and getting back up and getting stronger and bigger. So Rav Hutner is referring to the Pasuk, where people fall in the nisonius and the challenges that they have in life. Rabbi Yoino that we mentioned before, he learns that Sheva Yipol Tzaddik means the oinish, the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Tzaddik. And according to what Rabbi Yoino says, the pshat is the reason why a Tzaddik is calm is because he has seven nefilas, seven small nefilas, and not one big nefilah that the Rosha has. And the way Rabbi Yoino says is a whole different understanding of what Sheva Yipol Tzaddik means, and maybe you could put it together with a pshat that we usually understand the pasuk, v'yeshli ayin oyd b'zeh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, so hotzko, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.